The O Antiphons are a sequence of seven Advent prayers written in the first centuries of the Church. These prayers call on Christ to come, addressing him not as Jesus, for in Advent the Messiah has not yet appeared, but by titles given him in the Old Testament. The poet Malcolm Guite has written seven sonnets in response to the seven O Antiphons. I'm going to share two of them here with you today. The first is O Clavis, O Key, and the second is O Oriens, O Dayspring. The first speaks of the darkness of our humanity and our need for the key to unlock our prison. The second speaks of the rising morning star that will come to illuminate all our darkness. Linger over these. Read them slowly. Read them again. Let the key, let the morning star speak to you in the stillness. O Clavis, even in the darkness where I sit and huddle in the midst of misery, I can remember freedom, but forget that every lock must answer to a key, that each dark clasp, sharp and intricate, must find a counterclasp to meet its guard, particular, exact, and intimate, the clutch and catch that meshes with its ward. I cry out for the key I threw away, that turned and overturned with certain touch, and with the lovely lifting of a latch opened my darkness to the light of day. Oh, come again, come quickly, set me free, cut to the quick to fit the master key. O Oriens. First light, and then first lines along the east, to touch and brush a sheen of light on water, as though behind the sky itself they traced the shift and shimmer of another river, flowing unbidden from its hidden source, the Dayspring, the eternal primavera. Blake saw it too. Dante and Beatrice are bathing in it now, away upstream. So every trace of light begins a grace, in me a beckoning. The smallest gleam is somehow a beginning and a calling. Sleeper, awake, the darkness was a dream, for you will see the Dayspring at your waking. Beyond your long last line, the dawn is breaking. Blessings and peace to you in Christmas.